Hi, everybody, and welcome to Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. My name is Ray Serebrin, and I am the host of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party radio program on KPTZ in Port Townsend. The following is one of our story time segments that we present each week. I hope you enjoy it.
Ah, you're just in time for a story.
When the sky is dark and the moon aglow and the morning star burning from afar, what is it of you?
Yes, it's story time in the Midlife Crisis Dance Party, and today's story is entitled Life's Little Victories. The story is, I guess, what one would term a confessional. It is about my tendency to complain about things and how I have tried to overcome that. I recognize that I am a complainer. I complain about a lot of things because there seems to be a lot to complain about. I complain about Trump's continuing influence and the rise of the right-wingers. I complain about how much work there is to do at Dandelion Farm. I moan about the marauding birds and the moles and the deers and the mice that come to live in the ventilation system of the truck. I complain about the cold spring and the abundance of red ants. I worry about the impact of the new plastic surgery technique where fat cells are removed from your bottom and injected into your lips. Like, what could go wrong with that? And I worry about the toll that being alive for so long takes on the human body, and I complain about my aches and pains. So I spend a lot of time bellyaching and grumbling and grousing, and though I keep most of this complaining to myself, it's always there, and it's nagging at my brain, and it's attacking my sense of well-being, and it's picking at the nits in my world. So I have decided to make a change. I have decided that as I enter the evening of my life, it is time for a change. And it's time to turn over a new leaf. And it's time to reclaim my joy and to reconstitute my psyche and to bury my past and get my head on straight. No more will I cry and whine and bemoan my fate, because my fate, like everyone else's, is simply one day to drop off the planet, and I want to go out in a blaze of ecstatic glory, not moping around like a leftover poop pile, if you know what I mean, metaphorically speaking. So here is my plan. Here is my plan. Every day I will try to take note of and celebrate life's little victories. Now, this is an idea that was inspired by Keith Knight, who is a cartoonist from L.A., who sometimes writes about this topic. Why should we celebrate life's little victories? Well, the first reason is that you aren't going to get to celebrate any big ones, so you might as well make do with the little baby ones that you're allowed to celebrate. Now, little victories may be small. Of course, you wouldn't call them literal victories if they were big. Little victories may be small, but they feel good. They feel good. You know, like the magazine you wanted to read somehow ends up right on top of the stack at the brain surgeon's office. Or when you leave your turmeric smoothie on the roof of your car and it's still there after a long drive. Or when you get a compliment on how slowly your neck is sagging compared to the rest of your body, and you get that compliment just at the right time when you really need it most. It's that kind of stuff. Life's little victories are that kind of stuff. So anyway, here's my report for my first days of trying to observe and celebrate life's little victories. One of my first victories was balancing our checking account almost to the penny. I really dislike balancing the checkbook. So when the bank statement comes, It sits there, glaring at me, promising a morass of forgotten charges and botched calculations and sloppy recollections, which causes great discord in my mind until the task is done. In Dante's Inferno, those who are guilty of sowing discord are forced to walk around the circumference of a circle, having horrible, disfiguring wounds inflicted upon them by a great demon with a sword. So balancing a checkbook is not my favorite task. Anyway, this month I balanced the account to the penny. So, yay! That is little victory number one. Here's another. I own a basket of work gloves. For some reason, they are all left-handed. Yet the other day, when I went to dig out some monumental pile of dirt in the shape of the great pyramids of Giza, the first two gloves I picked out of the glove basket were a left and a right. That never happens. It occurs to me in that moment that my victories are adding up, and clearly I am gaining momentum and I am turning my life around, and it feels good. Then I saw some birds on a telephone pole, a telephone line, above me, and it ran along the road, and I'm walking along, and I thought those birds might accidentally poop in my head. So I was consciously thinking I better avoid that line, and sure enough, they started a pooping party within just a few seconds of my passing by, and I celebrated that event with a vigorous and embarrassing disco move, but it felt good. And I celebrated another victory, and I'm thinking, boy, this is really working. All I need to do is tune my awareness to life's little victories, and I can turn myself from a depressive grump into an idealistic, utopian visionary. Like, it's all in your head, and there's the mind-body connection, and you know, this is going to be good. Wow, this is going to be good. Well, that was 4 days ago. And each day since, I've been trying to track my daily triumphs. But alas and alack, I have experienced no more little victories. This morning, for example, with a highly positive attitude, I walked out of the house to experience a victory or two. And the first thing I saw was a section of fencing that had rotted and fell over overnight. It's fell apart. And then I saw that our lovely tulips were bent down by a rainstorm. And then the lens spontaneously popped out of my glasses along with a screw that held it in place. And I tried to look at all those things in a positive light and somehow see them as victories. But all I wanted was for the rain to stop and for the rot to stop and to be able to see again out of both eyes. So I seem to be back. I seem to be back where I started. Hoping for small victories, but inundated with small defeats. They say that your attitude is all in your head. So perhaps I need a new head. Maybe I will research head transplants and see if they are taking volunteers. Maybe I can be the first crusty old curmudgeon with the new head of a dead idealist sewn onto his neck. That would be good. I suppose I would have to wear turtlenecks all the time to cover up the scar. But I'm sure that would be worth it. I'm sure it would. I'm Ray Serebrin, and that was Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. for more frivolity, absurdity, and melody. Thanks so much for listening.